You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Welcome to Monday's podcast. My name is Tom Finnemore. I'm part of the team here at STC. This week we continue in our journey through the Gospel of Matthew. And today we pick up where Mick left us on Friday. Our reading today is Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 25, but today I'm going to focus on verse 19. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. A thought for the day. Have you ever had an unexpected interruption? I'm assuming the answer is probably yes. In today's passage, we see one of the most significant unexpected interruptions, Jesus' calling of the first disciples. Here's Peter and Andrew doing their job, fishing, an ordinary day, an ordinary moment for them. Then the interruption. Jesus approaches them and just simply says this, "Come, follow me." 20 years ago, I did my A-levels. I was very gifted. I was 4. Now, the truth is, I didn't get the grades I wanted. My plan all along was to go to Leeds University, but I just missed out. My plans changed. They were interrupted. And God had other ideas. The same thing happened in my final year of university. I applied for a job in London, thought it was a strong possibility. I didn't get the job. My plans changed. They were interrupted. I moved to a city called Sheffield, and the rest, as they say, is history. But the truth is, that wouldn't have happened without my plans being interrupted. Now, there's lots to say about these just few verses, but I'd just love us to focus on this. The Bible says in Jeremiah that God has a plan for our lives. And Jesus' plan for Peter was to use him in the most powerful way to help him build the church. And Jesus' interruption of Peter's life leads to the most incredible adventure. Jesus sees something in Peter. You see, rabbis or religious teachers of that time never ever chose their followers. It just didn't happen. But he chooses them. 2 fishermen from Galilee. 2 ordinary men. This just doesn't make any sense. But just think what Jesus does with them. Think of Peter's incredible leadership. For example, just think for his incredible sermon, that spine-tingling sermon in Acts chapter 2, right in the heart of Jerusalem, the political and religious centre of Palestine. Or, for example, think of him in Acts chapter 4, when he's hauled in front of the Sanhedrin, standing in front of a council of learned scholars like lawyers, and he's defending himself in front of the brightest and the best minds of the day. And the Bible says that particularly Peter, speaks with such passion and authority that they were shocked when they realised that it was unschooled, ordinary men. They were astonished. But of course, in verse 19, Jesus says, "Come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." It's an interruption. It's a call out of the blue. But God has very significant plans for their lives. Did they know all the details when Jesus came calling? Did they know where Jesus is going? Did they know about their pension plan or schooling for the kids? No. No, they didn't. But they trusted and they left everything. When I read Jesus' words here in this verse, I think of 2 things. I think of that old song they sang in the 80s, "I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men. Fishers." Anyway, I'll leave it there. And I think of a friend of mine. And he knew that he was called by God to lead a church. He just had this very strong calling. And it came particularly one day like an interruption. And it came into an interruption to such a degree that he was called to leave a very, very lucrative job and trained to be a vicar. He was an incredible, actually still is, entrepreneur. He travelled the globe with his company to parts of the world that he loved. He speaks lots of languages. But when he felt God call him to give it up and he was obedient to that, people said to him it was a complete and total waste. And to make it worse, the day he resigned, his boss kept adding zeros to his salary in a bid to keep him. God had indeed interrupted his life. He said, "Follow me." And my friend said, "Yes." And the Lord took my friend's skills, like he did with Peter and Andrew Fisherman. My friend's was business, and God used it powerfully for the kingdom. 12 years later, God is using all of his skills, his passion, to further the kingdom in incredible ways in another part of the world, which my friend really, really, really loves. So let me ask you this question. Has God interrupted you recently? Have you followed him into a new season? Do you feel like you're in a new season? Do you feel God's called you into a new season? Have you left behind your old job? Or are you sensing perhaps God interrupting your plans right now? Do you sense Jesus calling you to something new? Remember today that we don't always know the future. Often we don't. But if he's calling you, then he has a purpose for your life. And he has a plan. And he's always, always faithful in the adventure. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for this day. Thank you for what we see here in Scripture. And I just pray, Father, for everybody now listening to this podcast, those who are stepping out into a new season, will they know your faithfulness, that you are faithful. Amen. Our reading today is Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 25. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father, and they followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and illness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases. Those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving, we enter your gates. We pour out your praise in your presence, and in your presence, we pour out your praise. And the song we sing forevermore. Spirit of our God, as it was in the dies before your praise is out. Your glory shining all around. And dies before your praise is out. Your glory shining all around. And dies before your praise is out.